I'd like to be the morning speaker. I'd like to be the Bible teacher and give the Bible lessons. I'll try to preach a little bit as we go along. I'd like to speak this morning concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the saints. Basically, the resurrection. The cornerstone of Christian faith and hope. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how the Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The resurrection is a Bible doctrine. It's an Old Testament Bible doctrine. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Some of them have died. You think of that, he appeared to 500 people at one time. 40 days he kept appearing. He was dead, they saw him dead. The confessions of faith make it very plain. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Ghost, who lived a sinless life, died for the atonement of our sins, was dead and buried. I like to add to that, he was placed in the cold gray stone tomb. He was dead. He descended into hell and preached to spirits in captive. The third day he arose. He was resurrected. The word resurrection deals with the body. The body. Not the soul, not the spirit, but the body. When we talk about the resurrection, it speaks of a body that was dead coming back to life again. After that, he was seen of James, then all the apostles. Last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due season. Now, you could break this chapter up in several sections, and here there's a few verses about the apostle Paul, who saw the Lord as one.